Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Chile is with us. Bob in Michigan is on the line. Bob, I'd like to ask you to hold for about 4 minutes, and I'll tell you why. Jason is prepared to play a clip that I produced in October of October 4th, 2013, in response to the closing of the World War II Memorial by former President Barack Hussein Obama. We'll be with you right after this plays, 4 minutes, 10 seconds. Jason, are you ready? The federal government partial shutdown has taken a dire turn for our country. Politicians have shown their true colors. They've demonstrated that they are not on the side of we the people. Our World War II memorial belongs to us. It's a remembrance of the ultimate price many have paid. Losing life, limbs, many have been wounded, but all have been scarred for their entire lives. The National Park Service has been ordered to make life difficult for us. Exactly who is responsible for these actions? My father volunteered to fight for our country in World War II, to protect and defend her from the attack by the Imperial Japanese Navy. His brothers enlisted. All the men of fighting age in our family enlisted. My dear friend Paul, now deceased, recently would tell me over and over just how important that honor flight from Missouri to Washington, D.C. was. He had the opportunity in the final days of his life to visit the World War II Memorial. It was a memorial to him and those like him who fought to defend the United States of America. He rekindled friendships, the memories, the shared tears. All those serving in World War II who saw killing action were permanently scarred, including Paul and my father. The haunting memories of the burning bodies, the torn flesh, the rotting flesh were ever present until their deaths. And our federal government has set up barricades to keep wheelchaired veterans, 80 to 90-year-old men, and their chaperones out of our World War II memorial. Those same 80 to 90-year-old veterans served in the Army, the Navy, and the Marines. Veterans pushed their wheelchairs right through the barricades, the same way they acted to win World War II. And they have every right to do so. They have every right to be there. They're on public property. The federal government responded with a forklift and 7 employees to erect more barricades. The federal government escalated with interlocking barricades wired together so our veterans without tools could not get through. Intentionally, the federal government locked down the World War II memorial so our veterans could not get through. Your National Park Service has been ordered by the federal government to block off walking and bicycle trails so you can't use them. They blocked off the home of our very first president, George Washington. That's located in Mount Vernon, Virginia. The property is not even government property. It belongs to the Mount Vernon Ladies Association. Your National Park Service has been told, make it difficult for us. And they are. My question to you is, are they trying to incite a riot by pushing us around, by pushing around men in wheelchairs who have built this country and prevented us from speaking Japanese and German? They won World War II for all of us. The federal government is out of control. Let me be very clear. I'm not advocating violence in any way, shape, or form from We the People. But I ask those of you in government, there will be a day when you will need to decide whether you will obey unlawful orders or not. And to the police, start thinking about all those tickets you're writing. Do you sleep well at night? Targeting your neighbors? Fining them with points? Increased insurance costs? Fees? Court costs? They can't afford it. We're in a depression. Do you think that those people who you fined and targeted will ever forget? We are America. We're in this together. I suggest you take that stick out of our eye. For more information, 7 hours, Monday through Friday, starting at 10 at night, USAPrepares.com Radio Network, right here, 99.3 FM, on the Rooster Radio Network. And I'm Vincent Finelli. Okay, so that was my response to Barry Satoro's closing of the World War II Memorial in the parks here in the United States in 2013. And if you want to share that, you'll have to go to the Ron Gibson channel on YouTube. And it's called Vincent Finelli, Response to Closing the World War II Memorial, WWII Memorial. And it was able to get 2 thumbs down. So thank you for voting that down. Bob in Michigan, you're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Yeah, there's all kinds, unfortunately. I wanted to ask the doctor now, you were talking about the colonoscopy. What are the symptoms that you think a colonoscopy might be called for?
Well, if you are having blood in your stool, for instance, you look down and you've got this black tarry mess, that means you're bleeding somewhere, usually above the rectum, and that is an indication for finding out what caused that bleeding.
Dr. Shealy, can that be done through another less invasive procedure?
Well, a barium, enema, so-called, where they fill the colon with barium, is not quite as good, but it comes close. If it's a significant-sized polyp or cancer or something, it's likely to show up on a barium enema.
And barium is radioactive, correct, Dr. Shealy?
No, no. It's radio opaque, not active.
Okay. Okay. So is radiation use at all with a barium cocktail?
Well, X-ray is radiation. It's not therapy, but you're exposed to some radiation in all X-ray.
Okay. And when you talk about bleeding, you won't see red blood like if you cut yourself. You're talking about black
tarry
color.
Blood, yes. Red blood is likely to come from hemorrhoids.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bob, what other thoughts do you have?
Well, there's another test that they, where you give them a sample of your stool, and supposedly they can see whether you have any symptoms that need to be looked at. Well, what can the doctor comment about that test?
Well, it does, it can be used for various things, including what's called occult blood. That is, you don't see it as blood, but you can pick up, small amounts of blood that are not enough to turn the stool black. And, of course, parasites of various kinds.
I see. So that test, that would be for older persons, might be a test to submit a sample for.
Well, yeah, it's certainly a lot simpler and more friendly.
Yeah.
Dr. Shealy, when I was very young, my father would say, whatever you do, don't strain when you're on the toilet. Don't strain. And, I'm talking about, 3 years old. What's the medical reason for that?
Well, obviously, if you have to strain, you could cause some kind of bleeding the great pressure inside the colon, other than that, I don't know of any real problem from straining, but obviously it's not pleasant.
How about hemorrhoids?
Well, yes, of course. When you push down like that, it could lead to the development of hemorrhoids because it does push blood down into that part of the distal part of the rectum.
So the big concern, as I'm hearing it, is if you have red bleeding, that could be hemorrhoids. If it's black, that's something a little more serious, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And, hello?
Yeah.
Yep, you're on.
I'll tell you a good treatment or cure for to treat hemorrhoids is to use some A&D ointment. I found that very helpful.
That is quite true, yes. And preparation H apparently works. I don't know personally, but I've been told it does.
Yeah.
Dr. Shirley, what about vitamin E instead of preparation H and A&D?
Taking vitamin E.
No, I mean applying it on a Q-tip.
Well, yeah, you know, any kind of healing local material could be helpful.
I understand. We used to apply A&D ointment on our children when they at certain times. I mean, very infrequently. And I believe, if I remember correctly, and this is almost 40 years of memory now, I believe it said something on the label like, "Do not take this internally."
I don't think it would be okay to use it in the rectum.
It's okay to use it in the rectum?
Oh, in the vagina.
For A&D.
Women after menopause, vaginal dryness is a common complaint, and the simplest, safest thing is vitamin A&D ointment.
Okay, now is A&D a petrochemical? Is it a petroleum product? Am I remembering this correctly?
Well, it's Vaseline plus vitamins A and D. I don't know what Vaseline is made from.
I believe that's an Exxon Mobil product, or Texaco, or American, or BP. Let's find out. I'm doing a quick search, but please continue, Bob.
I think that's mostly what I wanted to comment about, but I'd like to talk to you, get in touch with you off the air sometime. I've got a business proposal for you.
Does it involve work?
Oh, come on now.
One of the things I need to go see Dr. Shealy about is my allergy to work.
Yeah, I'm sure they got pills for that.
It's
talking about making money.
I'm allergic to doing that too. It seems that way anyway. You've got my email address, don't you, Bob?
Well, yeah, I've sent you a few. I haven't heard back, so I was wondering if I still got the right email.
I believe you do. I didn't think they needed responses.
Yeah, it's something like an instructor at,
Yeah, that seems to be working. Yeah, just send it to that, and I'll call you in a couple days, okay?
Okay.
Probably be in the evening.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, Ben, Vaseline is made from petroleum.
Yeah. Okay, so, Bob, be careful with that Vaseline. All right. So, Dr. Shealy... no innuendo intended. I'm just being serious. All right, Dr. Shealy, I'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, during the previous hour, we heard this news clip, and there was this woman from New Jersey, and she was just, she had had it, and I'm paraphrasing, and she wanted to get away. She didn't want to have the virus ruin such a big holiday as Memorial Day. So some people think that Memorial Day is for hot dogs and barbecues and for power boating and races and automobile races and, you know, playing games. And that's what they think it is. It's Decoration Day, and it's to honor the dead of the war. There's nothing joyful about honoring the dead. It's a somber time. And Dr. Shilley, did you have any comments on my clip from 2013?
Well, it was great. Well done.
Well, thank you. I had a dear friend, his name was Paul, and he did get on the honor flight to go to the memorial, and there are a lot of memories for those guys who fought in the wars, and it was just, there aren't many left, if any left, and they were all scarred, absolutely scarred for life, regardless of what they did. It took them right out of whatever they were doing and put them in harm's way, every single one of them. Even being on a troop ship in the Pacific, going to fight the Japanese, was just being on the ship during pleasant times is dangerous, let alone being strafed and bombed by Japanese kamikazes. And, class, it's hard to believe this, but but the Japanese would get in a plywood airplane made by Mitsubishi. I'm sure you've heard of those guys. They make cars, too. And these airplanes were flimsy, and they didn't have landing gear. The idea was, once the pilot took off, it was a one-way trip, and they were to inflict as much damage as possible and ultimately kill themselves in inflicting the final amount of damage. So what they would do is they would shoot with their machine guns until they were out of cartridges. They would drop the bomb, hopefully for them. I mean, they would think the best place to drop that bomb would be down the smokestack of the ship, of the American ship. And then when out of ammunition and out of almost fuel, the last thing that they would do is drive that plane into a ship and inflict as much damage as they could, and they would try to sink the ship that way too. So they would try to strafe, kill, maim, do as much damage as they could, drop the one bomb that they had, and then pilot the airplane to do the final amount of damage. That's what we were facing. So even being on a troop ship was terrifying. And my dad said that, imagine we were number 57 out of the flotilla, and 57 and 75 got transposed, and we were in the wrong place in the flotilla because the numbers were reversed. And he said the other ship, if he was in 57, number 75 was the one that got strafed, bombed, and crashed into, and the men were jumping out of the flaming ship into the waters with no place to go. He said it was absolutely terrifying. And he said that there was a tank on top of the troop ship. Now, our tanks were gasoline-powered. And he thought that the safest place, he was just, a teenager. He thought that the safest place to be while the Japanese were strafing the ship with their machine guns was to get under the tank. Pretty scary. Pretty scary. So, when you think about Memorial Day, previously known as Decoration Day, it's not a fun holiday. It's to remember those who have died in war, starting with the War of Northern Aggression, known as the war between the states, known as the Civil War, when family members would decorate the graves of their families. So that's what this is about. It's not about fun and games. And Dr. Shealy, when we come back, can you share with us your thoughts about restless leg syndrome? What is it? What is it like? What causes it? And what could we do about it? Restless leg syndrome. Dr. Shealy is a medical doctor. Website, normshealy.com. NormSheely.com. NormSheely.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump heading to Baltimore shortly to take part in a Memorial Day ceremony there over the objections of that city's Democratic mayor. Baltimore is still on lockdown because of the coronavirus, and Mayor Jack Young said in a tweet yesterday that the president should stay home, saying a presidential visit sends the wrong message. The president, though, saying he's not changing his plans, and he and the First Lady will be there as scheduled. Millions of Americans have been venturing out over this Memorial Day weekend in some of the biggest crowds seen since the start of the virus pandemic. In Ocean City, Maryland, this family from New Jersey said they just simply had to get out and go to the beach.
We just wanted to get away, have the kids have some fun, and not have this ruin such a big holiday. We just wanted to get away from Jersey.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As we told you earlier, lots of people have been turning out to attractions and beaches and boardwalks again as restrictions have been loosened despite the ongoing pandemic. But USA Radio's Wendy King reports a former government official says things need to go slowly.
Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says the coronavirus is not yet safely contained. He says on CBS's Face the Nation, people must be willing to make major changes in their lives.
We need to define a new normal. So when we get back to work, we need to get back to work differently. Narrow your circle of friends that you interact with. Try to go shopping a little less. Try to group your shopping to maybe one time a week or two times a week instead of going out every day.
He says we may not be able to fully contain the virus until a vaccine is developed. He also says there's the possibility of more outbreaks or even epidemics in some cities and states. But he says in the long run,
that's what we need to be focused on right now, getting the tools in place to prevent that in the fall.
And Brad Keselowski has picked up his first win in the 2020 NASCAR Cup Series season, taking the checkered flag at the Coca-Cola 600 Charlotte Motor Speedway last night. He crossed the line ahead of Jimmy Johnson, whose car was later disqualified after failing post-race inspection. And it promoted Chase Elliott from third place to second. Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, and Kevin Harvick rounded out the top five. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the BC, for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. And not everybody knows this, but innuendo is Italian for preparation H.
I did not know that.
Now it's widely reported that innuendo is Italian for preparation H. Dr. Shealy, restless leg syndrome, can you tell us what it is, what causes it?
Well, it's mostly a occurs at night when you're trying to sleep and the legs are jerking and moving and waking you up and uncomfortable, and it is always associated with magnesium deficiency.
Very good. Very good. Yep.
It will never be well treated by taking magnesium orally. It's a wonderful place to rub magnesium lotion.
So someone with restless leg syndrome, do they if they use your spray or your lotion, would you recommend, now you put it on your butt, you know, get out of the tub, shower, and put some on your butt. What about putting it on the chest? That's what I do, Dr. Julie. I just spray it on my chest.
Anywhere, of course. But in the case of restless legs, I would actually put it on the calves.
On the calves. Okay. Okay. What about on the bottoms of the feet? Is it absorbed better or worse on the bottoms of the feet? I've heard
well,
that.
Well, it is absorbed well, but most of us have somewhat calloused soles of the feet. And if you put it every day on the soles of your feet, they begin to soften up, and your feet become more sensitive to walking barefooted.
Okay.
You develop like a baby's feet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, how long does it take for the magnesium in your magnesium lotion or in your magnesium spray to enter the body? Is it very quickly? Is it minutes? Is it hours?
I think it's within 30 to 60 minutes.
30 to 60 minutes. Okay. Now, and you know, many of us shower once or twice a day. So when we shower, are we removing most of it, some
well,
of it?
It doesn't matter by that time if it's been at least an hour.
Okay. All right. So, class, if you want to learn more about this, and this is not a commercial, I use magnesium spray. I absolutely do. And it absolutely works. And I know for a fact that it will stop restless leg syndrome in one day. I know that for a fact. At least for me. At least for me.
And I have many people report the same.
Okay. Dr. Shuley, so in Mexico, because of this corona panic resulting from the coronavirus, they are spraying via aircraft, you know, overhead. So it's going to be really tough unless you're inside to minimize your inhalation of whatever this spray is that they're spraying. And I don't know what it is. And I was looking at a news report that Smithfield has a problem. They've got people who work at their plants are infected with the coronavirus. They have, as a matter of fact, in one Smithfield location, there are 140 employees. This is in Los Angeles at a pork processing plant in Los Angeles that makes the famous Dodger dogs. Now, I didn't know that there was such a thing as Dodger dogs because I don't go to baseball games. And but these are a pork wiener is what they call it, and they're sold at the Dodger games. And the plant that makes these is owned by Virginia-based meat manufacturer, the giant Smithfield Foods Corporation, which is owned by the Chi-Coms, the Chinese communists. And so they have at least 140 employees that have tested positively. Dr. Shuley, if they have tested positively, and they are preparing food. Is there, and we've talked about this, but let's talk about it again. Are you concerned about the virus getting on the food and having a happy time on the food until it's consumed?
Absolutely. It should be banned. Nothing coming out of that plant should be eaten. It should be destroyed.
Okay, well, all right. And how long would you be concerned? So if you bought a... If you were able to buy hot dogs that were processed, manufactured in that plant, and you were able to buy them at the grocery store, for example, and I don't know if you can, but if you were able to, and we'll just link this to any hot dog, would you be concerned about taking that home and handling it and getting the virus on you and handling the uncooked raw food?
Yes.
Okay. And what about people? It's amazing. So Class, it's clear. It's absolutely crystal clear that we're talking about profit before lives. We're that's what this is all about.
Well, that's the pharmacomafia at its best.
Yeah, it's another component of it. So, Dr. Shilley, have you heard about... Remember when we used to have those meetups at Ziggy's on Sunshine and Glenstone in Springfield, Missouri? You remember those good old days, right? Okay. Well, right across the street, there is a little strip mall right across the street from Ziggy's, where we used to have our meetups. There's a strip mall, and the second Missouri hairstylist who worked while showing the coronavirus symptoms tested positively after a coworker. So two of them tested positively. They're cutting hair, and now they've potentially exposed 140 clients to the coronavirus because they had symptoms and they went to work. Now this is, you know, so people say, yeah, but I don't know. It's, you know, I hear about this stuff, but, you know, nobody I know. Well, right across the road or the street in Springfield, Missouri, a hairstylist and another hairstylist, both infected. The first one infected or exposed 84 customers and 7 coworkers. Now, they're not going to name the hairstylist because they would probably be banned from getting employment, you know, for the rest of their lives. But this is a problem. And where was it done? At a company called Great Clips. Great Clips, Missouri. Have you heard that story, Dr. Shuler?
I have not heard that story, but I'm glad to say that now for 13 weeks I've not had a haircut at a local place.
There's a young guy who does some videos in the arena that we're in. He calls himself the Ice Age Farmer. And, you know, he used to have a nice short haircut. Now he looks pretty scruffy, kind of like me. And so you can tell those who are taking this seriously by the length of their hair. Now, my hair is really long right now, really long. I mean, I'm right there with Michael Landon, Peter Falk, you know, Columbo. I mean, my hair is that long right now. I haven't had a haircut probably since December.
Well, I've actually had a friend of a friend come in twice and cut my hair.
Mm-hmm. So you know this person is not infected.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So here's what the guy, Clay Goddard is the director. Clay, C-L-A-Y, Goddard is the director of the Springfield Greene County Health Department. He said that the salon kept impeccable records that are being used for contact tracing. However, he said, he warned that the state could easily be overwhelmed should similar cases crop up. Quote, "I'm going to be honest with you. We can't have any more of these," end quote, Goddard said at a news conference. "We can't make this a regular habit or our capability as a community will be strained." That's what he said. So, of course, the company, Great Clips, you know, says that, you know, we're doing everything and we're on your side and we want to help you. And, you know, I'm paraphrasing. That's what they all say. Just like Smithfield Foods says, you know, we're working really hard. And the next thing, back to Smithfield. Those guys are now spraying something in their plant. What is it that they could be spraying that would kill this virus, that would be safe if it got on the equipment that is used to process your food? What could that possibly be? Dr. Shuley, are you concerned about the...
I can't think of anything that would be useful that would be safe.
Yeah, and we're talking about residue now.
Yeah, I know.
Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example. So in our kitchen, there are certain knives that we like to use that, you know, there are certain tools that we use that we like them because they work best for us. And when these knives become dull, I sharpen them with a sharpening stone. I take the stone, I put it under the sink with a little bit of water as a lubricant, and I sharpen the knives. Now, when I'm done sharpening those knives, I don't just rinse them off. I wash them off. And I use paper towels to make sure I get all the possible particles that are left from the sharpening stone and the knife blade itself. I want all of them off. I don't want those to go in my food. And I know they're there. And I also know I can't get them all off. That's one of the reasons I don't go to a restaurant, because I don't think they pay attention as much as I do. And I'm not even confident that I'm doing it as well as I need to. I mean, I'm trying. It takes me a long time to clean the knife after I sharpen it. But the point is, do you think that it's possible that a food processor would be as concerned about the particles, the atoms, the molecules of whatever it is they're spraying, that they get it all off before it gets into the food? My suggestion is, I don't think so.
The fact I think that Mincio sold it, sold, so to speak, to the Chinese means they don't think.
And that brings up another point. Dr. Shealy, you know, when we look back, I'm looking across the studio desk here. One, two, I've got three monitors. They're all made in China. They say Dell on them, a nice U.S. Brand name. They say Dell. Just about the keyboard say Dell, and they're made in China, Communist China. The mice that I'm using are from Communist China. And I bought all the stuff used. But what I'm saying is, when we think about what we have allowed to happen, what's going to happen after we realize that we've lost grandparents, parents, aunts, uncles, cousins, brothers, sisters to this virus that came from China? Are you going to keep doing that? Are you going to keep buying those LG products, those I don't know if Samsung is made in China or Korea, but are you going to buy those products that say made in China on the bottom? Are you going to keep doing
that? In my opinion, any company that has sold its soul to China needs to go out of business and immediately bring itself home or go away forever.
I agree. And class, it's entirely possible that we can make monitors. We used to. It's entirely possible that we can make keyboards. We used to. There's a company called Keytronic. They made one of the best keyboards in the world. I don't think they make them anymore. We can make power strips. We can make metal oxide varistors that go in surge protection devices. We can make microphone mixers and microphones. We can make
nothing
all of these
that
things
can be made in this country should be made in China. Nothing.
I absolutely agree. And you should hold, class, in my opinion, you should hold accountable to anybody who shows off that new Chi-Com TV or that new Chi-Com computer or that new Chi-Com phone or that new car with Chi-Com parts. You should boycott China. They killed people in the United States.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shuley, I've been monitoring my blood pressure. I wanted to know, you know, what's happening. And I'll tell you what mine is. 126 over 69, heart rate 62. It was high then. And then 116 over 70, heart rate 63. Any comments on that for me at 68?
Superb. Absolutely okay. Outstanding.
All right, here's what I learned. I as you, like to experiment. You know, controlled experiments. I don't like to do dangerous things. I don't want to jump into a swimming pool, you know, with no water in it just to see how it feels. I don't do things like that. But here's what I learned. I learned that the absence of sugar in my diet, you know, walking past candy bars and not stopping, walking past foods that have sugar in them, no soda, that plus drinking lots of water lowers my blood pressure.
Absolutely. Sugar is poison, period, end report. It is not a food. It is an artificial substitute for food.
So for those who are taking blood pressure medicine and have a blood pressure cuff and they check their blood pressure, you know, just to see how it's going, How about this as an experiment? And before you do it, let's get Dr. Shuley's opinion. So increase your fluid intake, and unless you have a medical reason to not drink a lot of water. But if you can drink water, stop the sugar and switch to water and drink half of your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 140, 70 ounces, as Dr. Shealy's told us over the last 10 years. So you take your body weight, divide it by 2, and convert that to ounces. So 70, for a 140-pound person, half of that is 70 ounces of good, fresh, clean water per day. So increase your water intake and stop the sugary drinks and so forth. Stop the sugar and see if that has an impact, positive impact on your blood pressure. Dr. Shuley, is that something that you would recommend that our class do?
Absolutely. For human being.
Okay. What about people who have congestive heart failure? Can they still drink that much water?
Most of the time, they still need a certain amount of water just to do metabolism.
Mm-hmm. Now, going back to Bob in Michigan, for the prevention of colon problems and digestive problems, is more water helpful in avoiding problems with digestion in the colon and polyps and cancers and so forth?
Yes.
Okay. So is
now,
there any downside?
By the way, since we're speaking of water, mm-hmm. remember, if it's city water, it's maybe worse than sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Class, we use a filtered water. We use ProPure water filtration here, and there are plenty of good water filtration systems. So carbon block, carbon will remove many of the toxins in the water. Now, fluoride, I don't know how much carbon block filters will remove. Typically, if you have a Berkey filter, you need a secondary filter for the fluoride in addition to your carbon block filter. But if you have a ProPure water filter, you do not need the secondary fluoride filter to remove fluoride from your water. But carbon will remove the chlorine and some of the heavy metals. So if you have a well, you can do fine with the Berkey water filtration system with the carbon block because you're not putting fluoride in your water if you have a well. But water is really, really important. So, Dr. Shealy, what I've learned is that in Britain, two out of three Britons have piled on pounds during the lockdown, leaving them more at risk for maladies such as the coronavirus. Your thoughts on putting on weight being at home? I don't understand why they've gained weight at home. I've lost weight. I've literally lost weight.
Well, they probably eat more junk, and they don't move. I mean, even people who just go to and from work probably do more movement during the day than they do sitting at home. Remember, the people who sit all day have the same risk of a heart attack as someone who smokes one or two packs of cigarettes a day.
Yeah. And next quick question, corn. Dr. Shealy, when you buy corn seeds, not you, but when people buy corn seeds, they may say treated on them. They may not say treated. They are toxic. They are coated with chemicals that are absolutely toxic to even touch. They recommend, if you're going to plant some of these coated, chemically coated corn seeds for growing ears of corn, that you wear gloves. Not leather gloves, not cotton gloves, but gloves that the poisons won't permeate or penetrate. Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts about treated seeds versus heirloom seeds that are not treated?
Well, I would not buy junk seeds.
Yeah. And class, most of the seeds are treated. They're colored red and they're colored green. Be very, very careful with them. And our advice is to not use them. Don't use them. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for taking time from your remembrance on Decoration Day.
Sorry that I got tied up at the beginning, but I'm here. Have a good one.
We're glad you got untied. Thank you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.